Hello, everyone. Wow, I've never seen so many seats filled. My name is Aaliyah DeLong. I am from the University of Florida. I am a PhD candidate, and I'm going to talk to you about the role of social science in improving biological research. Oh, hi. So what does social science have to do with biological research? So I want to ask you to think about the nature of agriculture. All of us are here talking about the different ways that we can answer these burning questions about the different crops that we work with. And it's because agriculture is changing all the time. If there's one thing that's certain about growers is that they're always having to adapt to their situation. And this doesn't just include the actual farm itself. But farmers are adapting to social conditions and economic conditions. So as the global economy expands, so does global trade. And global trade facilitates the movement of pests and diseases. I'm looking at you, HLB. So we get these invasive species that then require new management strategies. There are some other different adaptations that growers need to make, like the agricultural labor sector is at an all-time low. So at the University of Florida, we have developed a method called expert elicitation for research design. And what I am studying specifically is organic strawberry production systems. And so what we do is we have a three-pronged approach to incorporating social science into our biological research. So we do research assessments, on-farm trials, and we have an advisory council. And the idea is that we put growers, service providers, technical advisors, and other industry members in the role of an expert. Not just an add and stir method, which you kind of see sometimes, but in the role of an analyst. So we ask them to look at our goals and objectives and to advise us on it. And so I'll give you one brief example about what this looks like in organic strawberry production systems. Florida is the winter strawberry capital of the world, and there is a variety called the Strawberry Festival. And what we know about it is that it is a disease-resistant, hardy berry that holds up well in post-harvest production. And so we research it all the time because it's grown so much in all of these agricultural systems. But we went out and we talked to growers and we find out that they actually use Strawberry Festival as insurance because consumers don't like festival. So these are the kind of nuanced information that we get from having social science. It's not that growers really want to grow the variety festival. It's that they do so that they're field doesn't get wiped out by a disease and they still have a crop to take to market. So I'm here to encourage all biological researchers to incorporate social science. Thank you.